This is King Karus, the Black History Buff, and this is the Black History Buff podcast. Before we get started, I'd just like to say a huge thank you to everyone who supported me on my membership platforms, Patreon and Steady. Without your support, I couldn't produce my content. Not only do your contributions help me to cover some costs, but it lets me know that my work and these stories have value. So thank you all. If you're not already a member, you can join using the link in the description. Today's episode is for those who love short form audio content. So, in the time it takes to make a cup of tea and maybe a sandwich, I'm going to share a little bit about the life of the incredible Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Born in Holborn and raised in Croydon to an English mother and Sierra Leonean father, Samuel Coleridge Taylor was an English composer, conductor, and political activist who fought against racial prejudice using the power of music. Samuel studied composition at the Royal College of Music. After completing his degree, he began writing compositions under the guidance of Professor Charles Stanford, and his career as a composer went from strength to strength. He made his musical debut with Ballad in A Minor, for which he was called a genius by music publisher August Jaeger.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Conscious of his ancestry, Taylor's classical compositions were heavily influenced by traditional African music, making him one of the most progressive writers of his time. He also became well known for his use of poetry, particularly in his Cantata trilogy, The Song of Hiawatha. And despite battling against the savage racism of that era, the first part of his work, Hiawatha's Wedding Feast, was so popular that it led him to embark on 3 tours of the United States. He was so successful that in 1904, President Theodore Roosevelt invited Taylor to visit the White House. Samuel Coleridge Taylor died of pneumonia on the 1st of September 1912 in Croydon, aged 37. Although Coleridge is no longer with us, his pioneering work lives on through musicians such as the jazz pianist Julian Joseph, whose rendition of Coleridge's Deep River you can hear now. This has been King Karus, the Black History Buff, and you've been listening to the Black History Buff podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and want to support the creation of more, please consider supporting me on Patreon or Steady. Until next time, stay safe and remember, Black history is world history.